We are learning Masech the school in Daf Yadal, Dhamma Beis. We are beginning 5 lines from the bottom. We just finished saying that Rehuda does not hold a Breira. And because of that, we have a problem of Zetzing our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. But we're going to just explain now, where is the Makar? How do we know? What's the proof that Rehuda does not hold a Breira? Menolon, how do you know Rehuda does not hold a Breira? Well, 5 lines from the bottom. First words on the line are Rabbi Yehuda. Vales le Rehuda Breira. Menolon, how do you know? Ilay, ma, mitatad, you went to the Breisa. That's a famous Breisa. Have it all over Shas. Someone buys wine from the kusim. And like Rashi explains, we know already from this Masechta that the when goes on the yayin of the kusim, how can you buy yayin from kusim? It's yayin nesach. This is before the gzera, like Rashi speaks out. You bought yayin from kusim. Buying yayin from kusim is worse than buying from Amaretz because they don't even take truma. Amaretz takes truma, doesn't take off meiser, so it's the mai. And Revenem do take meiser, but you buy yayin from Beim kusim, it's like buying tevel. So alakach yayim ben akusim, and now it's right before Shabbos. You didn't have time to take off chumas and meisters, but you want to drink the wine on Shabbos. What do you do? Oimer shnei lugim shani osed lahafresh. 2 lugim, which is 1/50th, 1 out of 50, that I plan on being mafresh after Shabbos. Harehim chuma. That should be chuma. So it's a work with breira. Asara of it is meiser rishon. 10 lugim of meiser rishon. Obviously not exact, but it's 9.8. And Tisha, Maisa Sheni, 9 of them is Maisa Sheni, because only 90 left, really, a little bit less than that. And 9 is Maisa Sheni. Umeichel v'shoysa miyad. And on the Maisa Sheni, you do a pidyon, you redeem it, because that you could do misakin right away. So you say, wherever that is, that Maisa Sheni, I wanted to redeem it on money. And then you drink the wine on Shabbos. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Oishu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon say, you cannot do this. You can't say that 2 lugim that I'm going to be mafresh after Shabbos, that does not work. So the halach is that those you can't do. Now why not? We thought Pshat is because you can't do Breira. So you see, who does not hold Breira? And this is, and you're worried, maybe drinking Truma because maybe the thing that are mafresh is not really the Truma because they don't hold a Breira. That's why it's Aser. So it's a Raya, who does not hold a Breira? Something on top of Bays. No. Hossam, Kutani Taima. There, it's not because you not hold a Breira. It's not the reason. How's going time? Amulera Meir, Yata Moida, Shemi Boka Anoid, Benim Tishesh Tel Mafreya. They told Rameyer, what the heck you say such a thing? Maybe over Shabbos, the Noid will collapse and everything will disappear and you don't have Chum anymore. You don't have a chance to Mafra's Chum anymore. And it turns out you were drinking Tavel the whole Shabbos. So why don't do this? Because this might happen. Amulahan, so Rameyer said, like Shiaboka, we'll worry about when it happens. Like Rashi said, Clement, like Hashim Lach, we're not chosh for that. But Al Kapadim, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because of Shami Yabaka Anoid, not because he can't do Breira. So it's not a Rai, maybe he really holds a Breira. There's no problem, Shami Yabaka Anoid. So what's the Rai who does not hold a Breira? Elamatoni Ayoy. Because we have a Braisa of Ayoy B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. The Toni Ayoy, that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Oda Masna Shnei Dvarim Ke'echod. We're talking about over here the Sugyo of Erevin, and specifically Erev Techumim. Erev Techumim means that wherever you stay for Shabbos, you only get allowed to go 2,000 amas in each direction. Wherever your town is, this means out of the city, 2,000 amas. Now, if someone wants to go more than 2,000 amas out of the city, he has an Eitzah. He places an Erev 2,000 amas away, and that becomes his new Makim. And now you can go 2,000 amas from each side of that Erev. So let's say you put it to the west. So now I can go to the west 4,000 amas, 2,000 amas to the Erev and 2,000 amas from the Erev. What's the lumdus? Because that is where my new shvis is. I live now by that Erev. It's food there, I live by that Erev. Now this person wanted to go to a shir. He heard there's a very good speaker coming. You know, in the olden days, they used to give a mashal around your friend. Today, I'll say Joey Haber. So you have the big speaker is coming. He wants to go to that speaker. And the chacham's coming, you know. So therefore, he wants to go to that direction. So he puts it, and it's 4,000 miles away, the shul. So that shul he wants to go to. So he puts the Erev to that direction. Here the case was, the two cases. Either it was a suffik, or there was a mitu chachamim on both sides. He was decide which one to go to. So let's see. Tony Ayer, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, in other mas now, shtei dvarim ke'echad, ela imba chacham lemizrach, eruv lemizrach, lemayriv, Eruvai Lemayriv. So he says, if the Chacham is going to come to Mizrach, I want my Erev to Mizrach. He puts 2 Erevs. He puts 2 Erev on the west and one's on the east. He puts 2 Erev in there. Then he says, in Ba Chacham Mizrach, Eruv Lemizrach. Lemayriv, Eruv Lemayriv. Vilu Lekan, Vilekan, Loi. But you can't make Erev in both places then decide on Shabbos. He means like this. He could say, Either way, deciding on Shabbos sounds like that's in Bidikasha, but he says like this: he's not sure which side the Chacham is coming from. That's fine, but if he has two Chachamim on both directions, and he says, you know what, I wanna decide which Chacham to go to. He has two big drushes he wants to go to. He's not sure. He'll decide on Shabbos, and that will make me decide which side is my Erev. So he said, that I can do. And the Mara's Kasha is, why not? The first case, we're not sure where Rabbi Haber is coming. There, I could do that. But if I have a Rabbi Haber and someone I write a friend on the other side, so now I just want to start on Shabbos where to go. That I can't do. Why, if the Chacham is on two sides, I can't do that because I can't decide on Shabbos where to make my Shvisa? Why not? I'll say Breira. L'mafreya, that was my Shvisa, that was my Mokim. So Mizrach Marev Nami ain't Breira. By Mizrach Marev also, we are much aware he's coming. The same one speaker, I want to go to Rabbi Haber, but I'm not sure which side. So also should be in Breira. That was the Kasha. V'am Rav Yechanan, simple teretz. V'kfar b'chacham. The Avada, Rav Yehuda does not hold the Breira. And therefore I can't decide on Shabbos which side I'm going to have my Erev. But here, it was a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. The Chacham came already. He came to one of the sides. I am not sure on Shabbos which side he's going to come to. So I'm going to find out on Shabbos. But he came before Shabbos already. So I put an Erev on Mizrach on my Erev, and on Shabbos, I found out, he came to my Erev. That's what my Erev is. This is not called a Breira. Even though I don't know where my Shvisa was, but it was a Gilu Milsa that my Shvisa was on the side where he came. That's not a Shaila Breira. So what do you see? You see who does not hold the Reira, huh?
That would be the same thing in the both Chacham, if the gates are two Chacham.
Yeah.
And then they're both there before Shabbos.
No, you can't, because there's not a Gila Milsa. There, I'm still deciding on Shabbos.
Right.
You would not be able to do that. Even if they came before Shabbos, if it's two Chacham, I'm going to have to decide on Shabbos. That's Ein Breira already. Hold Ein Breira. But here, he decided already. He's going where the Chacham came. I don't know where the Chacham came. But another case also be Breira. If the Chacham came on Shabbos also, the Chacham pulled in on Shabbos also wouldn't be enough, because B'Shas, beginning of Shabbos, we didn't know where his Shvisa was. That will also be told in Breira, because there's still a choice before. That also be told in Breira. But Maisa here, it came before Shabbos, right? So it's a Gila Milsa Ba'am Akopadim. So we see Rabbi Huda holds in Breira. That's the bottom line. So now we back Shver to explain the Mishnah. So let's chazar over. What was the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that you shecht on Shabbos, the Aloch is a good Shechita. But Rav said, Rav Chia by Rav said, Shame Rav, that today it's also Achila. Just give him Kippur, you can't eat it because you don't eat on your Kippur. On Shabbos also, you cannot eat it. Now, the Olam said it's because of Shechita's Rav Yehuda, that's why you can't eat it. And Shabbos, why not? So first the Gemara attempted to say it's the Rav Yehuda of Hachana. It's a type of muksa called Hachana. It has to be Mukhan for you before Shabbos. And we wanted to tie it over here, that just like by Klovim, by Nevela, it's not Mukhan, the Nevela here also, it's not Mukhan for him because it wasn't supposed to be Geshechta. But that way, the answer, it's not true. It is called Mukhan, because see, Yontif could do Shechita. And don't tell me Yontif works with Breira, because you don't hold a Breira. So now it's back Shver, which Rabbi Yehuda are we referring to that says they can't eat it today? Why not? It's Mukhan La'adam. The problem is that the Kasha is, that's Mukhan La'adam. We say on Yontif, you could Shechta Yontif, means that a Behem is always considered Mukhan La'adam, it's prepared for Adam. So it's prepared for Adam, so why in the world, if someone Shechta illegally on Shabbos, about that's also to do, but why can't I eat it? Why is it Muksa? That's the question right now. Agav, we didn't speak this out before, is that how could you eat it on Shabbos anyway? You have to do Malicha. Toys asked the Kasha. You do Malicha, what up to the Dam? You can't do Malicha on Shabbos. Toys asked two Peshatim, either that you talk to the Malicha also, and not only the Shech, that he did a Malicha also, or if you just want to, you're not going to cook it, you're just going to eat the basar itself. If you wash it off from the dam, even though it's dam inside, it's not a problem. It's only after you cook it and it comes out, it moves out, is it a problem? Ayin Toysfus, Alam and Aleph, Barichas. Okay, but let's see our Gemara. What's Pshat in our Mishnah that according to Rav says you can't eat it? Why not? Which Rav Yehuda is this? Elom Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda the Kalim. So Rav Yehuda of Kalim. What's Rav Yehuda of Kalim? It's not in the Mishnah. Kol HaKalim HaTolam HaShabbos, all Kalim that you can be Neutal B'Shabbos, which means that are not Muksa, they're not Klish Mach L'Issa, the regular Kalim that are Nitl B'Shabbos, Shivarei HaTolam, you also, if they break also, you could be Metatlam, as long as they still have a use, Ovachi or Oysim Malacha, they have to some kind of Malacha. For example, if Shivarei Areva, you have a big bowl, a big mixing bowl, breaks, L'Chas B'Yor Chavis, if the piece is enough to cover the Chavis, that's good. Shivis chuchis, if your drinking glass breaks, lechas ben piapach, if I cover the small jug, that's called still a use, and it's not muks according to Tanakama. Rav Yehuda argues. Rav Yehuda says you can't do that. Rav Yehuda says you can't do that. It's me'ein melacha that it always did. It means that if a bowl breaks, it has to still be useful as a bowl. Then he explains. Shivra areva, lo tekusoicha mikveh. If the areva breaks, the bowl breaks, it has to have enough room still left in this broken piece to hold mikveh. It's a type of thick porridge, like dough. Or shivra is chuches, lo tekusoicha shemeh. It's able to hold some oil. Meim lachten in. Meim lachares loy. It has to be able to have yena malacha that it always did, and not the malacha acharis. So lemaisa, you see from here that Rav Yehuda's shita is that you need me'ei malachtam rishayna. So the Gemara wants to shtel to here. Alma kivin doli iskim esmal lahach malacha asiri. Since you see, it's not prepared for the new malacha, then it's aser. Hakadam kivin doli iskim esmal asura. So what does the Gemara mean? What kind of dimnin is this? So we need a Rashba over here. What? Iskim means it's not prepared for this new malacha. Like the Tanakhama said, as long as it's useful, it can be used as a cover.
You know, we're bringing them back to our case
a bit. Right, we didn't finish yet. I've explained that. So we need a Rashba then. But the Rehuda holds it has to be Me'im Malachta Rashanis. What's the Rashba? So the Rashba is bothered by the way Rashba asked the Kasha. He says, what do you mean? We just said it's Mukhaladam. So what's the problem? It was always Mukhaladam. So he says, you see from Rabbi Yehuda, it needs to be more specific. Something to be mukhan is not enough to be mukhan for Adam generally. It has to be mukhan for that exact type of yuchadiga thing you're going to do with it. And he says, since this behema was not shechta before Shabbos, in the future it was mukhan la'adam, but not for this Shabbos, then already it's called not mukhan. He says, even if it's oimid la'achila, but it's not mukhan lechel of a Shabbos zoo, that's similar to that. Say it's not mukhan for this Shabbos to be eaten. So it has to be mamish mukhan more specifically. That was the Gemara's right. That was the Gemara's right. So it must be our Mishra Yehuda. The reason why it's also Muksa today, about it's mukhal adam in a general term. It's mukhal adam. It's just like technically a piece could be a cover. But it has to be more specific. It has to be hakanam, keeping like iskam esmal asura. That's the Gemara's having me there, what the dimyan is. Amli abaya, it's not true. That's not the pshat. It's not the pshat. You have your own pshat. Me dummy. Hosam, the reason why by Areva and it becomes a cover, it's muksa is because Hosam Mikara Kli has to sheva Kli. Vavale Noilad. It used to be a Kli, a bowl. Now it's a broken piece of a bowl and you're making it into a cover. That's Noilad. Va'asr. Hacha Mikara Ukla, Ulubsaif Ukla, Eichel. Here, it always was Eichel. Now it's also Eichel. Ukla de Ifrisu. It's like an Eichel that broke up. It's an oichel that always was an oichel. It's an oichel of the ifris, which means it's an oichel now that was a geshachtin. You're right, it's not the same. Before Shabbos, it wasn't specifically made to eating because it was in the future to be shechta one that could be called oichel. It wasn't mamish food yet. So maybe you're going to have make a tiny, it's noilad. It's like a new tiny now. Maybe it's noilad. We finished all the dimnion. We thought Pshat Rav Yehuda was, has to be mucha for this Shabbos, for the specific malacha, so we wanted to make a dimnion to behema. Okay, it's not the Pshat. Pshat by a reva, by a bowl is because it's noilad now. So now it's bothered the Gemara. Okay, behemah also is noilad because before the Shabbos it was a live behemah, and now it's a shechta behemah. So he says, no, that's not called noilad. Hacha mekara ochlo, ubesayif oichel, ochel defesu. It always was an oichel. Beginning was an oichel that was whole and alive. Now it's an oichel that's fell apart. That was geshachta and defesu. And we're going to show that there's an idea of oichel defesu in Rabbi Huda Shita. Vashamila Rabbi Huda Dama oichel defesu shabadami. That an oichel that's still an oichel, it just changed the oichel, it's not called noilad. Shabadami. How do we know that? That's now into the Mishnah. In regards to schita. Ain soich ne mesa peiris lohoitzi me mashkin. Is it the raisa on Shabbos to squeeze peiris, if the oimid lamashka at least, lohoitzi me mashkin. Like for zeisim va'anovim, the loch is, if you squeeze them on Shabbos, the loch is that it's osur al schita. That's the raisa. So you know how to do lohoitzi me mashkin. Let's say it came out by itself, asurim. According to the Tanakhama, it's osur. Why? It's exeri, might be soichet more. If I let you drink the mashkin shezavu that came out of his peiris, you're gonna come and do it mamish biyad and on purpose. Rabbi Yehuda Eimeh depends. Im lo oichlon, if it said as if these fruits are made for eating, the yoytzve mutter, because no chash that I'm gonna be soichet more because they're not made for schita. They're made not made to squeeze. They're made to eat. Im lo mashkin, but if it's a mashkin, a yoytzve moser, it's also. So what's the raya? So the question is like this. What's the difference, mashkin or oichlin? Either way, it's noilad. It was once a fruit, and now it's oil. It was once a olive, now it's oil. So why don't we say it's noilad? Teretz is, Rabbi Yehuda holds, uchlod ifrasu. that it's ochel difference, it's not called noilad. If it's oichel, now it turns to another type of oichel, that's not a problem of noilad. So proving does not hold a problem of noilad, but ochel difference. So therefore, by behemoth also, it's ochel difference. So we were holding right now in the cheshbon. We're trying to say Rabbi Yehuda holds muksa. I think that's not true. It's not muksa by behemoth. It's ochel difference. It's not a problem of me'im elachtam. It's not a problem of noilad. It's ochel difference. So what's pshat on mishnah? Why can't you eat this animal? So Mara says, no, I'll tell you a new reason. Lav itma lo, I'll tell you a new taina. Lav itma lo, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. Moidoi Rabbi Yehuda l'chamim, Yehuda is moidoi l'chamim, v'sali zeisim v'anovim, that if you have baskets of zeisim v'anovim, al makim l'schita kaimi, yoav daite, that Rabbi Yehuda is moidoi, that even if you might sneer la'achila, but since Rav Bnei Adam use zeisim v'anovim for drink, therefore, if you allow any mashka for drink, means oil or wine, if you allow the mashka to be used, that drips out of it, you're going to come to do shechita, since that's what it's made for. So here also, we're worried, so just like there you worry Shem Yitzchot, here also, since it's, if you let him eat from the shechita, we are geyser, maybe he'll come to make a shechita lechatchila. I have no reason for Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds you geyser, Shema Yischai. See, also, maybe Shema, you make a shechita. That's the taina. What?
Why in the first case do you hold it's mutter?
Why in the first case do you hold it's mutter? By the case over there, that there's a good kasha, and really Tosfos deals with the kasha. Look at Tosfos, the Maschal Moida, Tema. First of all, you could ask for him if that's a kasha. It's much easier to be soichet, and I think that looks in your kasha also. He has maybe three kashas. So first of all, he says before we already said Shem Yischet and Rabbi Yehuda by Oymid Lamashkin. So why don't we ask kasha then? Shem Yischet. Also, he says the Rabbanon for sure Shem Yischet. And also, third of all, what's Shaykh Shem Yischet? Shem Yischet is very easy. I'll squeeze something. I'm going to bring another animal like a shechita. What's a dimyan? It's a very bumper kasha. Tema is three kashas. And Taisus Teretz basically is that we see in the Rabbanon, they hold that you're always, the Rabbanon is a different type of Gzeir Shem Yischoit than Rabbi Yehuda. It says, V'yashtoim devad lo'i domi, it's not doima. Lo'ochel lo'i dama mashka, it's not a good dimyan. Aval, medama Shem Yischoit the behema, emeres yishchito, Shem Yischoit the behema, emeres la'achila. He says, it dafka, because since Rabbi Yehuda is so specific, that other peres he's matir, and certain things he asers. So it sounds like there's a new idea that you might change your mind when something's so oimid la'achila. So therefore, it applies to behemah also. But the rabbanim go across the board, so then it's only because it's so easy. Basically, the Torah says, it's a hard Torah. This basically Torah is like this. If you're rabbanon, Shem Yischai, because it's so easy to do, you might do it. So there's no dimyan to shechita. But Hashem Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold every time Shem Yischai. Only specific cases. So you see, the Vart is, if I'm so into something, I'll go be seichetet. He's not worried about doing easy because it'll be shayla every time. Only when it's specific reason. So therefore, the kasha over here also, Shema Yischai. That was the havmin of the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara says, midu time el rav. Ha'amar Rav, Cholik Rehuda, filu b'sali zeis v'anovim. Rehuda argues, even by sali zeis v'anovim, that ha'oimid la'achila, still there's no chash, shema yischait, and therefore you see, even things that he's very into, he won't be soichit, so it can't be pshat in our mishnahs like that, because Rehuda does not hold the gzeirah of shema yischait at all, because he doesn't hold shema yischait by sali zeis v'anovim. So it's back shver, which Rav Yehuda is this? Which Rav Yehuda is this? So I'm going to try one or two more muksa ones before we get to a new whole new pshat of Maaseh Shabbos. So Elam Rav Shesh, which again, we're trying to figure out why is it also to eat this behema on Shabbos, and we're saying it's going according to Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda is this, and what's the reason for this? Elam Rav Shesh, Braid Rav Idi, Rav Yehuda, the Neiris, it's Rav Yehuda of Neiris, the title of the Nebraisa. Neiris always means a lamp. A lamp is like a cup, a glass that holds the oil where you put the wick in it. Now, in those days, they used a lot of times cheres, which is like earthenware. If you put oil in earthenware and you light something in it, the earthenware gets very disgusting, and it's very hard to then use that for your food. It's always, the oil gets absorbed, and it's burnt oil gets absorbed into the cheres, and it's terrible. So the time, unten abreis, metaltel ner chadosh, you light a metaltel, a new ner, on Shabbos, avalo yosho, I'm talking about a cheres here, the earthenware lamp, avalo yosho, not an old one, divrei Rav Yehuda. So what do you see? What's pshat? The maestro today, I cleaned it out, and I want to use it. So why can't you use it on Shabbos for salad? The answer is because since Bein HaShemashos, it was a lamp made for lamps, and it was a cheres, it was disgusting. So it's muksum achmas mius. That when Bein HaShemashos came, now I saw it, it's not mius to me. So here you have an example that anything that's muksa Bein HaShemashos, it becomes muksa on Shabbos, even though somebody changed on Shabbos. So Marvik and Tzustel, that when it comes to muksa machmas, it's also, this thing is something that's usser. This thing, you're not allowed to do shchita. Since Bein HaShemashos, it was muksa machmas isser, you couldn't shecht it. So therefore, Bein HaShemashos, I put it out of my mind. Just like this muksa machmas mias, I put it out of my mind. The behemoth also, I put it out of my mind, therefore it's muksa. This is called muksa, that's migudis katsoyi Bein HaShemashos. There was out of my mind Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos. Just like you see by Ner Yosson, like that, by Acheres. So that's the Rav Yehuda, very good shmak. We know now why the shechita is awesome, why the behemoth is awesome to eat as muksa, because Bein HaShemashos is awesome. Freit the Gemara, Ein Mishamalei Rav Yehuda muksa machas mias. You only find muksa machas mias. Muksa machas is mishamalei. Muksa machas mias is a metzias, it's mias. Muksa machas isser is atza isser. Who said that's called muksa? Mishamalei. You know Rav Yehuda holds a muksa machas isser? So Rav Yehuda, yes. The Tanan, Rav Yehuda, Emer. Now Rav Yehuda is talking about now, Kol Neiris Shel Matechas, and Tapet HaZvav and Aleph. All neiris of metal. Now, metal does not get disgusting. It's not a shalom mias. So it says, "Kol neiris shel matachas v'taltlim yikum v'taltlim chutz v'aner shel digvay v'es Shabbos." Besides v'aner that I lit that Shabbos, why? Because it's muksa machas iser. When Shabbos came in, I couldn't use it for any drinks. You know why? Because I had a fire in there. I can't extinguish the fire on Shabbos. It's kibui. So therefore, it's muksa machas iser. So you see, also muksa machas iser. Again, that's pshat in our Mishnah. Why by the behemah it's aser? So tomorrow, no. But Dilma Shani Hassam to have a da who dochile be a daim. Tomorrow, no. Don't make a dinion. Then maybe Shani Hassam dochile be a daim. By a candle, what makes it muksa? Because I lit the fire. So I lahedya said, I don't want this lamp for Shabbos. And I said, I've been ashmashas. A behima, I didn't push it away. It's memela mitchaya. The muksa isser came by itself. I didn't make that isser. And maybe it's not dachki b'dayim, maybe it's not muksa. But dilma shani hasam do dachki b'dayim. So we have to remember this cheshbon was saying, we try to say Rav Yehuda of muksa machmas iser was pshat in our Mishnah. He says it can't be because Rav Yehuda only says it by dachki b'dayim, which means I made the iser. I lit the candle. So I said, I'm putting you out of service for Shabbos. But Hashem Behema, I didn't let you put you out of service. And Behema by itself was out of service. Maybe that's not called muksa. So we did not figure out any pshat in our Mishnah according to Huda of Muksa. It didn't work out to say the case of Mucham because it's Mukhal Adam. We couldn't say the pshat of Noilad, it's not Noilad because it's Ochel Difrasu. We tried to say Shem Yischait, no Shem Yischait here, no Gzeirah. We tried to say that it's Muksamach was Isser. We said no. First of all, he only says that Muksamach is Mias, and even though he says that Muksamach is Isser, that's the only way he did it, Dachi Bedaim. But here, by Behem, it's not Dachi Bedaim, maybe he doesn't hold the Muksamach is Isser. So we have to figure out why can you eat that behema on Shabbos and which Rav Yehuda is it? And Mechem, the next daf, we're going to learn about Rav Yehuda of Isser Maisa Shabbos, and that will be the way the Gemara is going to go to explain why it's also on Shabbos.